every 12th Sunday after Pentecost, Holy Mother Church has this gospel for our instruction. And the fathers of the church, and mainly Saint Bede, Saint Gregory, and many others, have applied this parable to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the Incarnation. Our Lord is really the Good Samaritan who comes to our rescue. And the poor man who fell in, you see, with the robbers, represents Adam and the whole of mankind, you see, all of us. Because we had in Adam the state of grace, and then we lost sanctifying grace. And not only did we lose grace, but also, remember, we lost the preternatural gifts. And not only that, but we were wounded. Those wounds of original sin, the wound of weakness, the wound of concupiscence, the wound of ignorance, and so on. So these are the wounds which have been left even after baptism. So baptism wipes out, you see, original sin, washes away original sin and our own personal sins. But there remains in our nature some what we call tendencies, inclinations. And St. Thomas Aquinas calls them the wounds of human nature. This kind of bit darkness of our intellect, this difficulty to know the things of God, the spiritual ignorance, and then this weakness, this infirmity in the will. We have a hard time to persevere, to keep our resolutions. We're very weak in our will. And then in our passions, this concupiscence, where we have these. In other words, for Adam, the sources of temptation could only come from without, from outside. But in us now, they also come from inside, you see, from our own disordered passions. And so our Lord is the one who came to redeem us, to rescue us from our misery. The motive of the Incarnation is a motive of mercy. Our Lord came to save us. That's why before all titles, before being a prophet, before being a teacher, before being, is the Savior, the one who came to redeem us. And the oil symbolizes his mercy, the mercy especially when we receive baptism, when we receive confession, the mercy of the Sacred Heart. The wine represents the most precious blood which we receive in the Holy Eucharist. Even when you receive, as you know, the priests receive both species, under the species of bread and the species of wine. But even when you receive just the host, under the appearances of bread, you receive as well the precious blood, because you cannot separate now the body and the blood in reality, and therefore under the appearances of bread, with the body, you also have the blood and the soul and the divinity. You receive everything when you receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. And so with the Good Samaritan pouring oil and wine on the wounds of the poor man represents our Lord curing our spiritual wounds. The inn is like the church. The church is like a spiritual hospital. We're all sick in a way, at different degrees, spiritual illnesses of our sins, of our other infirmities, and our Lord is curing us. And it takes our whole life. And then when it's not done in this earth, it will have to be done, you see, in purgatory to prepare us for heaven. But a lot of us is done in this earth through receiving the sacraments, through tribulations and sufferings, through prayer, through all these other means, which are like channels of the grace of our Lord, of his redeeming grace to save us. And therefore, it's a good lesson for us, this gospel, to try to understand. It gives us the right attitude to have with regard to our Lord. That He is our Savior, that we are His patients. He is like the physician, the divine physician. And therefore it's important when we come to Him, not to be afraid, you see, of telling him our spiritual illnesses. Oh dear Lord, you see, I'm sick, I'm not well, I have this problem, this tendency, this defect, this imperfection, this attachment to this inordinate thing, or this, all these spiritual illnesses that we all have. And our Lord, precisely, He came for that, to cure them. He came to be the divine physician. See, I did not come for the just, because those do not need the physician. I came for the sinners. So therefore, let us not be afraid of admitting to Him our spiritual illnesses, how weak we are, how much in need we are of His mercy. Misericordia means, you see, the mercy, the heart of our Lord stooping down, you see, stooping down to our misery, to be able to raise us, to raise fallen man from his poor state he was in after original sin and after all our own personal sins. Therefore, that really should give us a great trust, a great confidence in the Sacred Heart. So today, let us profit from this beautiful gospel of today to make renewed acts of confidence in our Lord, in His Sacred Heart, in His infinite mercy. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.